Wendy Ware from the JFA Institute says Spokane is doing what other cities around the country are doing. It's exploring ways to divert people away from its jail into treatment or other needed services. If it continues with that strategy, she says, the county could see some significant savings.
By 2025, there should be a reduction of about 175 beds at a minimum if everything is enacted and sort of put into place as expected.
Some diversion programs are already working. For example, a project that pairs mental health specialists with Spokane police officers and sheriff's deputies on patrol has been expanded because it's been so successful. There are other programs in the works or under consideration. One, gleaned from Maryland, would change the jail's booking process into a triage system. Mike Sparber is the Spokane County Jail Director.
The individual's booked. They have a magistrate up front, they have pretrial services up front. So if the individual comes in, they have an opportunity to assess the charge, determine whether or not this individual should be booked into the jail or they could be released on their own recognizance.
That could potentially all be done before the person steps foot in the jail.
We're kind of looking at some of the, quite frankly, at some portable construction trailers of that nature that you see on construction sites. We don't need a lot of space to do it.
Last year, the sheriff's office performed about 21,000 bookings. Sparber estimates this proposal could reduce that by 3,000 and save the county a lot of money. Some of the other proposals endorsed by the Spokane Justice Task Force on Wednesday are simple and inexpensive, such as texting more frequent reminders to people who have pending court dates and setting up a telephone hotline where people could call to obtain their court information. Others are pricier, such as expanding pretrial diversion programs. Consultant Wendy Ware recommends the county carry out some of these programs before considering a new jail.
Construction of a jail facility is always going to be expensive. I think the best financial situation for Spokane would be to put in place these initiatives and then continue to expand on them so there would not need to be any new construction.
She estimates the county can expect to spend between $200 million and $300 million for a new facility if it manages to lower its population, $300 million to $400 million if the population remains the same or even moves higher. The Spokane County Commissioners will decide which direction to go. Sometime soon, the task force's recommendations are expected to be presented to the board. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.